The Open Working Group. The last round of negotiations of the OWG was held in July 2014. From the first draft, Comprehensive Sexuality Education CSC and Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights in the Goals on Health and Gender Equality were present in the documents released by the co-chairs. It was not an easy thing. During the first sessions, many governments called for the inclusion of the agenda. In their summaries, however, the co-chairs practically eliminated any reference to it. It required a lot of work on behalf of the SRHR advocates to gain some ground in every draft. On the day prior to the final approval, four parallel sessions were opened to discuss the more contended issues. Those were also used as bargaining chips for the entire agenda: the rule of law, energy and subsidies to fossil fuels, SRHR, and transboundary cooperation. The SRHR session, presided by Palau, lasted a day and a half. It was a micro-replica of the debates given at CSW and CPD in 2014. That is to say, the most conservative positions were fighting the most progressive proposals. The arguments were strong in either case, and the gaps were so wide that it was feared no agreement would come out of it. It was quite clear that reproductive rights were at stake, and that was the issue of contention among the countries involved during those three sessions. It was never possible to address sexual rights, and even the more moderated language was rejected over and over again. The discreet civil society participation was allowed, although in many occasions, the Vatican, Saudi Arabia, and Iran called for a session closed to observers. Chad, Iran, Nigeria, Saudi Arabia, and the Vatican were the most radical countries in their regressive views by rejecting reproductive rights. That was the entire issue that would be discussed, trying to save reproductive rights language. Argentina, Australia, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Iceland, Ireland, Israel, Mexico, the Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, the United Kingdom, the United States, Uruguay, and Zambia were the most vocal countries to push beyond a minimum. The session ended with difficulty, with a perpetual threat of getting reservations by Saudi Arabia and Chad, as well as Nicaragua, Iran, and the Vatican. Palau's chairing was at all times very progressive, and that position was useful in the end. However, given the lack of consensus, the discussion on SRHR after the special negotiation took place went beyond the deadline. The debated topics in the bilateral way were foreign occupation and colonization, as well as SRHR. Finally, the co-chairs of the OWG, it is said that the Cairnian co-facilitator did it impose the language on SRHR, given that member states could not agree on it. At 2 p.m., the document was approved by acclamation, and the co-chairs would send it to the Secretary General in their conclusion report. The document can be found in the following link: https://sustainabledevelopment.un.org/focusgs.html. The gains and the losses of the OWG are as follows. The standalone goal on gender equality was achieved. However, the reference to the full realization of women's human rights was lost in the goal's name. Only gender equality and women's empowerment was mentioned. Page 19. Targets referring to discrimination and violence against women. The AW have the strongest language, 5.1 and 5.2. Their language is actually very ambitious, because they aspire to eradicate the AW as well as all forms of discrimination against women. Target 5.4 referred to unpaid domestic and care work from reduce and redistribute to recognize and value, and it has a conditionality linked to the national context. This is why 5.4 is, right along with the target on SRHR 5.6, perhaps the weakest one. However, the sexual orientation, gender identity and expression SOGIE agenda is in the document, in a mix of language that refers to family and households. Target 5.6 was tied to Beijing, Cairo, and their subsequent revisions. CSC, in gold 4, was never recovered. An independent reference to sexual and reproductive health was kept in gold 3, target 3.7. In terms of the MOI, 5.8 is the only one referring to the social pillar that has a caveat in it, by referring to national laws in matters of access to lands rights, inheritance, financial services, and economic resources. This element is very concerning, and it is a sign of the refusal to acknowledge women as subjects of rights in the document. However, this can be solved with a close follow-up on indicators in Goal 1, which has a similar content, but with no caveats. To advocate in terms of national implementation, these elements need to be fully considered. It must be acknowledged that member states negotiated two strong targets in Goal 5, the eradication of all forms of discrimination on women and the AW, in exchange for a weakened content of the ESRHR agenda. It was a gain for a very sad loss. It has to be said as well that there is no possible way discrimination against women or the AW will be eradicated without the full recognition and guarantee of ESRHR, and therefore the interlinkages will make a difference when trying to advocate for a process of implementation that is truly transformational. In other topics that are also crucial for the full realization of human rights, climate change got a standalone goal, Goal 13. Given that there is a differentiated impact of climate change on women and men due to the sexual division of labor, gender roles, and existing inequalities, it is crucial to link this agenda to the entire Goal 5. Rule of law was an agenda that used to be in the title of Goal 16. It was dropped in the final version, but was kept as a target. Developing countries refused to have it as a core agenda, because they feared that this agenda could be used as a condition by northern donor countries to impose their vision while transferring finance for implementation. Means of implementation MOI were under each objective as southern countries wanted and as a final goal in Goal 17 as northern countries would have it. The impact of concentration of wealth is missing in the document, even if there is Goal 1 on poverty and inequalities in Goal 10. Migrant population language appears in the document in Goal 8, Target 8.8. and Goal 10, Target 10.C, after the last 3 days of a strong negotiation. Another point of entry for the SOGIE agenda, aside from the obvious addressing of the language on sexual and reproductive health and reproductive rights, may be found in Goal 16, referred to as the right to guarantee identity of all persons. This is a very big opportunity to promote in the implementation stage a strategic advocacy to enhance the importance of the right to an identity document linked to broader and diverse lenses. Page 20. There is no reference on the human rights defenders in the outcome document. At the regional level, Goal 16 could be a window of opportunity to introduce this agenda during the design of regional indicators. Language on indigenous peoples is very weak. In the implementation stage, a link with a more comprehensive approach will need to be promoted.